I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys, this is the Airbuds Podcast, a podcast inside of your phone at this very moment. My name is Jamel.
Happy basketball, boys. My name's Peter.
My name is Michael, and happy basketball. Right back at you, Peter. How's it going, guys?
Just another week of the NBA where nothing out of the ordinary is happening, and everything's totally chill and normal, yeah. Just like the world that we live in.
I'm trying to light a joint with matches.
Well, before we dive into January 6th, part two, let's get some business out of the way. Guys, if you want to go to patreon.com/airbudspod, you can support the buds by giving $5 a month. In return, you get bonus episodes every week, bonus content. You get access to our Discord. And, we'll play Fortnite with you every once in a while. So go to patreon.com/airbudspod. And, any other business? Oh, yeah. Go to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review. That helps us climb the charts and whatnot. Can't do any of those things, just tell a friend to listen to the buds, because we're a bunch of idiots that are desperate for attention while talking about basketball. And now to introduce a very special guest, returning champion. She's a very funny comedian. She just launched her own basketball podcast, a direct competitor to us, the Airbuds. It's called I'll let you explain it, but please welcome back Georgia Brooks.
Hey, hi, clap, clap, clap. Yeah. It's like when Joe Biden asked everyone to clap. Not Joe Biden.
Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush.
Right? Jeb Bush. Yeah. Potato, Jeb potato. Biden.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming back. Now, you just launched Bounce That, right?
Yeah, I did. A brand new NBA podcast. There just aren't enough, you know?
Listen, I think you're getting in at the perfect time.
Thank you. I think so too. You know, hopefully it's like we're back to normal, more or less. Not really, but
it's safe to do podcasts again, is what you're saying.
Yes. It was so dangerous to do podcasts the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had launched a podcast about NBA in one of the last 2 years, it would have been something, it would have been called something really stupid. Not like Bounce That, which is not a dumb name. but it would have been called like The Bubble, or like back out of the bubble, like something stupid. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been tempted to call it Bubble Butts or something like that if we did a podcast about Kyle Lowry in the bubble. Yeah.
Yeah. I was tempted to call it like, when I wanted to do one just about the Raptors, like Back to the North. And I was like, this is so pretentious.
Right. It's like, is this a Game of Thrones podcast or is this about basketball? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've listened to the first episode. I love it. Big fan. I've already clicked follow.
Your dream.
I mean, everyone who's listening should also do it. Why not? You know, it doesn't hurt you to fucking click follow and download those episodes. It only helps Georgia over here.
Yeah, and we don't. Our apps don't come out the same day.
Yeah.
So mine comes out on Fridays.
Yeah. Start your week on Mondays with the Buds and end it on Friday with Georgia, and then just get fucking hammered the whole weekend.
Yeah, and then by the time
during the week too,
do drugs.
Saturday, Sunday, sip lean. Yeah. Monday,
you wake up.
Airbus.
Wake up 3-day bender, and then just listen to Georgia.
Exactly. I'll start your week off right. You guys, no wait, it's the opposite.
In you Australia, you're starting the week off in I'm Australia. Saying,
get fucked up all week, and then sober up. Listen to your pod, and then get back into it. On
yes, I would say my show is stark sober. It's no fun at all.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Want to dry it out.
But y'all will, all three of you guys will, if you have the time, have to come on and be a guest. We'll talk about your favorite team.
I refuse to do the show with them.
No, you on your own. Oh my God, you get a whole hour, my love. Whoa.
Thanks, weird. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Where were you about to say before that? Because you kind of
I don't know. I think I was going to say my baby, and then I was like, what? I haven't talked to people all day. This is embarrassing.
Sorry. Yeah, you're like, I know. I won't say my baby. I'll say my love. That'll be much better.
Yeah. So weird.
Well, speaking of weird, a weird thing happened today in Brooklyn, down at the Barclays Center. Kyrie Irving, I don't think we've ever talked about this on the podcast. He's not vaccinated. Now he has said it publicly that it is a private choice. It's not political, which he told 15.4 million followers that this is a private choice.
Not political, but he's also standing up for everybody who's standing up against a vaccine mandate.
Yeah.
Not political, but also being endorsed by every Ted Cruz wannabe and Matt Walsh fuckface on the internet.
And also being like, it's my choice. I'd like some privacy. And then he goes on his thing, like almost immediately being like, I'm doing it for you guys. So listen, a lot of cross messages.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people took the wrong message because today there was a Stand With Kyrie Irving rally outside of the Barclays Center. And wouldn't you know it, it turned violent. People stormed the Barclays Center, much like the Capitol, tearing down barricades and trying to, I don't know, enter the Barclays Center to free Kyrie Irving. Do they think he's in jail there? I have no idea.
He's not there.
Yeah.
That's the point. He's not allowed in there.
So did they, was there a second team going to free Kyrie from his house to bring him to the game?
You should have been in charge.
Yeah.
I sent some emails there that nobody got back to me.
You know who should have been in charge of the security at the Capitol on January 6th was the Barclays Center security team, because even though people were rushing them, they didn't seem to have much of a problem turning these people back who were like kind of being aggressively violent. There seemed to be like five security guards for every one cop at the Capitol.
Yeah, it looked like there were a few empty seats at the game, even. They kept out a lot of people.
You know?
Yeah.
Nets tickets are cheap, guys. As someone moving to New York while you're listening to this podcast, I've looked at Nets tickets and they are easy to come by.
Really?
Shocking. Like, they make Clippers tickets look expensive.
Wow. That's worth the move.
City, man. You got to convince niggas to not go see Spam-A-Lot.
That's true. That's true. I could go see Spam-A-Lot. I could go see Andrew Lloyd Webber DJ on 45th Street.
That's true. There's a lot of options in New York.
Yeah. He's at Brooklyn Bowl every Wednesday.
Peter's going to get season tickets to Dear Evan Hansen. Just go see that show every night.
I'm getting season tickets to the movie.
That's
see the matinee every day. Thank you. Listen, this is we all knew this was where this was going. Bro, I've been saying this for how long? He's been flat earthing it. I'm like, this dude, there are going to be consequences for this dude's words. that he is going to be the first one to skirt away from. And we are here. We're living it. So congratulations to us for living in this hell.
See, I've been kind of defending him for years, so I feel stupid.
So has Benner. Look at the both of y'all.
Great. Yeah. Fools over here.
I didn't really think he was going to inspire a violent riot. I don't think he thought that either. I don't think he's probably, if word has even gotten back to him that this has happened, which odds are it hasn't. I think he's pretty disengaged from the news cycle.
Oh, okay, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. That dude is, are you kidding me? That dude is a walking Instagram live or YouTube algorithm machine. You think that dude's not glued to his phone all the time, not knowing what everyone's saying?
Peter, he's on a very different internet than you are, I think.
Yeah. He's doing mushrooms right now with like Scooter Braun.
Wow. Yeah. Look at Scooter. Scooter, if you're listening. Danger.
Yeah. Be careful. He's not vaccinated. I mean, the biggest question is like, how long? Oh, by the way, did you guys see, was it Dragonfly Jones that KD went after?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't see this.
Basically,
it was over the top 75, right? Which
yeah,
Kyrie
it was over the top
in?
75. It was something about basically him saying like, you know, only like Hoopers really like Kyrie and everyone else thinks he's kind of trash. I don't even remember what side of it he was coming down on, but
he was saying like regular people are whatever on Kyrie, but people who hoop love him.
Right. And then KD responded, because you're a casual. To which he responded, a vaccinated casual. And that was the end of that exchange. I mean, at some point, this is like Harden and KD are just going to have to answer for this. And it like stops being about your friend.
Well, it kind of did today, almost.
Yeah,
right?
It's over.
Because they announced today that he's up for trade. Like,
oh, did they? I missed that news.
Yeah.
Really?
Unless I dream. Sometimes I'm pregnant and sometimes I fucking dream
okay.
shit.
Wait a minute, dude. You got to tell
hold
us
on.
That.
First of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
Second of all, how far along are you?
27 weeks, like 6 months in. Oh, I am in it to win it.
7 months today.
Oh, shut the fuck up. So what's 7 months?
December 30th.
Oh my, I'm January 22nd. Too bad you're moving to New York.
Yeah. I know. We need baby friends.
We could have had them in the same room together.
I know. We can baby FaceTime. Just have the babies FaceTime.
That's cute. You know, boy or girl?
Boy.
Hey, boys are same here. Boys are popping out right now. Like
boys are back.
Yeah,
boys are back.
Boys are back.
That's so true. Everyone I know is having a boy right now.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's like they
heard. It's a bunch of boys at Barclays right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to replace the bad ones. I'm looking up if the Nets, I'm pretty sure I read this headline today that the Nets officially put Kyrie Irving up on the trade avails.
Yeah, I'm looking at a report right now. Basically, they're taking calls on Kyrie and but they say it remains a long shot at best because I think in a way just his contract is impossible to move, but also like he brings a bunch of like anti-vax riots with him now. Like that's complicated.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're in one of those states that it doesn't matter as much as New York, maybe you do it.
I'm looking forward to him playing for the Mississippi whatchamacallit,
swamp gators,
mud butts,
swamp gators, thank you,
swamp
gators. Mississippi mud butts.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Well, what about Texas? He surely can play on one of those teams.
Who's more toxic right now if you're calling for a trade? Ben Simmons or Kyrie Irving?
I think Kyrie's more toxic.
Yeah.
Because Ben, there's some hope there. Kyrie is like, I'm not going to get vaccinated. That's it.
One
he's
is
also
allowed
not
to
play
be indoors,
even if he's
the other one is not
vaccinated because he's hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but I think there's a big difference in that. Like, Kyrie isn't playing but wants to. Ben Simmons can play, but refuses to.
So I have gone really back and forth on the Ben Simmons thing. Like mostly I've been like, what a fucking loser. like really, like I fucking hate that guy. I haven't been able to stand him for a while. But then like to hear Daryl Morey talk about like, I just don't like Daryl Morey. And then also he really is talking about him like he's an asset and not a human being. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you, man. Like, this is a person. And I don't know how you expect him to ever play in Philly again. Like, Philly, they're like, they're never going to be on this dude's side. You can't, you really need to, like, I'm not, well, I don't like the way Ben's doing it, but I don't like the way the Sixers are either.
The problem is we only get to hear one side because Ben won't speak. He doesn't speak to anybody he works with. He doesn't speak to the media. And we have to respect that because he's sad because everyone hates him because he doesn't talk to them at all. And he sucks.
But he did. He did recently, like, yes, he doesn't talk to the press and whatnot, but that may be, first of all, I cannot believe I'm defending Ben Simmons, but that may be more like good, more consciously good. Wow, being pregnant means you are stupid. That might have more character than talking to the press and badmouthing your teammate or your player.
Well, nobody's asking him to badmouth anybody. I just want to know what's up, man.
No, but I mean, like, the other people are badmouthing him, which I was on board with. I was like, yeah, you go, Embiid. Like, I love Embiid. I'm on his side. But then I was like, I guess maybe there is more character in someone who refuses to say shit about somebody. You're right. He could just say nice stuff.
I guess I don't know. I'm still missing something from Ben. Is all I'm,
Yeah, as Georgia, I've been.
Yeah, it's shooting the ball.
Missing the shooty hoops? Is that what we're missing?
For sure, man. It's just, dude, it's like, I don't know, man. At what point are you just a tool?
Okay.
Here's when my would you say he's a tool officially, Georgia? How long would.
I think he's currently a tool, but I think there's a world where he goes to another team and gets good. And then we are like, then in hindsight, we're all like, wow, the Sixers organization sucked.
Yeah, that is this world. Like, he will go to another team and be very good. He was good on the Sixers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I find myself defending him as well. For any of this.
Well, no, I think they're both wrong. It's not like a binary. Like, Ben Simmons is not handling it well, and the Sixers have not handled it well. It's awful. Daryl Morey, I think, does kind of suck.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
He does. Like, I was watching the pregame interview with him today before the game that just started at 4, and he definitely looks at the players as assets first, people second. And I think, you know, you saw him kind of make willy-nilly trades all over Houston that basically, like, you know, to win now and then get rid of all the assets and then win now and get rid of all the assets. Like, it's just like,
Is that what happened when Markelle Fultz got hurt and also was too afraid to shoot a jump shot?
No, I see. I think the problems with the Sixers organization goes way back to, you know, to the very, I mean, the process itself. Like, it's like the start of it. It's like they had this great idea, but along with it, they did not foster any kind of healthy environment that treated the players like humans and had empathy for them. And so, Ben Simmons comes into, it's also, I think, the fact that they were like Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and to a lesser extent, Markelle Fultz, were sold in this idea as like, you guys are all superstars and we have to be bad for a few years. But in exchange, we will get more incredible players in the form of picks to give you guys support, and we will be winning championships by the year 2020. And then Sam Hinkie got booted out and they brought in the Colangelos, who fucked everything up entirely, but like the ownership sided with the league. Like, I don't know. It's just like, you basically, if I'm Ben Simmons, I'm like, I've wasted like 4 years of my career on you being really bad. And then we finally do well in the playoffs and I fuck up. And then my coach and my teammate, who's the other superstar, are like saying that I'm the reason we lost. Like, that doesn't feel good. And if I'm a person with mental health issues, like, that might send me into a spiral. And if that is truly the case that Ben is dealing with mental health issues as well as his back, which I think is a fake injury, like that, my heart goes out to him. My recurring line here as a Sixers fan, I just want everyone to be happy and get what they want out of this.
So you're six. Well,
don't worry, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Sixers is your team.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't it's mean okay. to bash them. So.
No,
I mean, I also am just soured because I feel like for Ben and for all those guys, like the Sixers really, as someone who's not a Sixers fan, it is kind of satisfying to see that their huge game plan of like tanking and drafting well, tank, like not work out. But
which, to be fair, I think truly was because the NBA felt they needed to intervene and install a bunch of assholes in the front office that forced the guy who was running this plan to quit. So, but yeah.
Yeah, and I really am soured over the NBA like coming in and influencing some situations and then totally not, like, they've done nothing for OKC. They don't give a fuck what, even though they're just doing the worst of that type of progress.
Yeah. Or like the Kings, who have like literally been bad for all but 2 years of their entire existence. Like they've done nothing to them.
Are stupid. Those are stupid cities that shouldn't have basketball teams.
Yeah, and that's a big part of the problem.
I mean, what do you do? They can't force them to move. They got to just let them suck until some ownership group can't take it anymore.
It's wild that Sacramento has a team because California already has too many teams. Why put in a bottom row group in there?
I think
it's wild because it's not a city.
Yeah.
It's the capital of the state.
I think despite the futility of, and I might be wrong about this, but I remember, maybe I'm pregnant because maybe I'm inventing this thing in my head, but I feel like I remember reading that like they, even though they're awful and the ownership sucks, like they have some of the best attendance in the whole league. Like the people in Sacramento love the Kings and support them.
I mean, yeah,
Laker envy. They want to, you know, they can't like the Lakers, so they just ride as hard as humanly possible. And they got cheated out of a title by the Lakers, so, you know.
That's true.
I actually like the Kings, too. My dog's making a lot of noise, so I'm just going to put her outside, but y'all keep talking.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Peter, well, you want to...
Now that Georgie is gone for a second, I can play all these drops.
Damn it.
Can we talk about a good basketball team? After he does the Showtime rotisserie noise.
Okay.
He's back and she'll never know anything happens.
God damn it.
Let's talk about some good basketball
teams. Well, before we get to the good stuff, there's one more bad thing we need to talk about. The Los Angeles Lakers are seemingly, I know it's only been, you know, three games, but they are falling apart.
Can you be falling apart if you were never together in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Sacramento is, right?
Yeah, man. Ask CISO.
Ask CISO.
Amen.
I finally deleted the CISO app off my Apple TV.
Why did you still have it?
I don't know.
Did it work?
It was just sitting there. I like clicked it open, and it was like it was like walking into the Fresh Prince empty house. You know, I was like Will Smith, like looking around for everybody, but it was just empty. And then I deleted it. Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, it was just sitting on the bottom row of my apps on my Apple TV, and I
still have the Milk app on my Samsung Galaxy.
What is Milk?
Phone.
Yeah.
What is Milk?
You don't remember Milk?
No.
Oh, like Peter worked for Milk. I remember
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Like the Funny or Die.
Right.
Because comedy is like Milk.
Samsung channel.
Okay. Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. It wasn't my app. There was a sports show on it called The Fifth Quarter, and it was a parody of like 30 for 30 with
Joel Embiid was in one, Blake Griffin was in one,
Mark Cuban,
all my favorite comics,
yeah,
all your favorite comedians.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I remember watching the Blake Griffin one and the Joel Embiid one not on my Samsung Galaxy on YouTube, so I guess they did a real good job of branding that content. But those are kind of funny. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah. Man, all these comedy startups have the worst names.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like Airbuds. Oh, it's rough.
Honestly. Can we be a startup? And I think we're like a fledgling, like a failed startup at this point.
Right. We are CISO. Startup. We're the CISO of basketball podcast for sure.
We're a startup.
Damn it. Somebody why do you get to control the Lakers, soundboard?
Say something about the Lakers, man. No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Lakers, if you're not aware, I'm sure you are if you listen to this podcast, have not been good so far. Russell Westbrook does not seem to fit. LeBron seems like he's getting a little frustrated already. Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard got into a near fist fight on the bench. Was that last night? And then
it's the most physicality Anthony Davis has shown in a basketball game since he was at Kentucky.
And then Rajon Rondo got into an altercation with a fan that led to the fan being ejected.
Wild. It wasn't last night. It was, I think, the night before. Not that, right. Not to be a nerd.
No, nerd up.
Actually, before we get too far.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, are the Lakers just, like, it's still so early, but, like, can they get this together? Because it seems like a mess that is just not going to work right now.
I mean, this feels like the year he traded D-Wade. Feels like the whole team's about to get sent to OKC.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Russ, Carmelo, all of you go back.
I don't think OKC would take them. They're really on a trajectory.
Well, you know, LeBron's going to make them. Mob style. Yeah.
Also, they could keep losing with that team.
It's also true.
Yeah. Maybe the Lakers are tanking.
I don't think so. LeBron hates playing with young players.
That's true. It is so funny how LeBron only...
Why does he hate it so much? All the young dudes weren't even suited up. Kendrick Nunn, they wouldn't even let him put a jersey on.
It's crazy. Also, like, okay, so to talk about the Lakers for real, I love seeing them implode. I'm not a Lakers fan. But I also, like, everyone's forgetting that Westbrook always sucks at the beginning of the season, especially when it's a new team. Like, look at last year on the Wizards, he sucked, and then he got sick. And that's kind of what he does every time. So people need to chill with Westbrook. If you ever supported Westbrook and you ever thought he was good, then you should be just chill right now.
And it's crazy how people, I don't like that people are getting on the outfits. This is how it goes. He has 5 bad games in a row. He puts on crazier outfits to try to get himself out of the slump. And it's not going to work, but you have to let him do it.
Can I tell you something incredible about the Los Angeles Lakers?
Please. Sure.
Well, I'll just start by this. Who do you think has the best plus minus on the team right now?
Ooh.
Any guesses?
Frank Vogel.
I think it's Melo.
I think it's Carmelo as well.
Okay. So by a whopping 14 points more than anybody else, the best person with a plus minus on this team is Austin Reeves with plus 17.
Wow.
How many minutes has he played?
He's played 12 minutes, but...
that should not make him eligible.
That's how you get that stat on that team.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I mean...
What's Carmelo's plus minus, though?
Carmelo's a one and... He's one of the few
in the positive.
He's 1.5.
Yeah, I believe that. He's he comes in and gets buckets and then sits down.
Avery Bradley minus 12. Malik Bradley, Monk minus 14.5.
Terrible. Historically terrible Avery Bradley. That guy just fell off a cliff, man.
This feels like I don't know kind of who I would compare these two who like kind of A-list celebrities who fell off. It feels like, you know what it is? It feels like they have a bunch of Vince Vaughns on their team right now. And like the Hornets are like the Timothy Chalamets, and like Anthony Edwards is like the Tom Holland. It feels like there's just like a changing of the guard.
I like that.
And that this, and it's like, it's just happening in real time. Like this is like their, it's kind of, maybe it's just done. There's
what team?
Like, you can't trade your way out of this. You
what
already
team
traded
is gonna,
away.
Star in Dune.
Feels like the Hornets. The Hornets feel like a Dune team to me.
Did you guys watch?
Got a bunch of big buttholes on that team.
The Hornets Nets game today, like on League Pass, because did you see the halftime show with Busta Rhymes?
Oh no, but I heard he gave an old lady a lap dance and then kissed her.
And then he like kissed her, and it's like because when he came out, my husband was like, "Wait, I think he's an anti-vaxxer," but
he is.
But he must be vaccinated, or they wouldn't let him in, I guess. But still, he kissed an older woman who I know he doesn't know. I know that's a stranger. Wild. Anyways, sorry. Back to the Lakers. Just NBA, all the teams making some crazy decisions.
Busta Rhymes is a fucking incredible halftime show because for anytime it's like a musical person, they do like 25 seconds of every song.
Yes.
And Busta Rhymes has like 25 years of just bangers.
Yeah, and he did it all without moving his face. It was really impressive. It was really moved his body on that lady, but not his face. You know, why cover that up with a mask? I get it.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous
man.
Do you
guys know who the Lakers halftime show was for their season opener? Because I've been like Googling it and I can't find it.
I don't know. The Lakers don't typically, do they have big musical acts come in during the regular season?
But for the home opener, surely. Like the Raptors had Lupe Fiasco, and last night the Clippers had a rapper who I'd never heard of, but it seemed like a lot of other people had. So
what was his name?
I'll find out. Freeway? No.
Jay-Z? Anybody?
It was like for real something.
Was it Dre?
I'm trying to find it.
For real, and then a girl.
Was it Dre and Mary J. Blige?
No.
Yo, did you know Soulja Boy did the halftime show at the Clippers in 2019, March 16th? That's
See?
Pretty tight.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll find out who it is. It's they don't make it easy to Google that kind of thing.
No, they just tell you about the game, and I'm like, I saw the game.
Yeah, I want to know about the rapper.
Yeah. But the Lakers are only down two games. Like, you know, so are the Clippers. So you just can't win if you're an LA team right now.
No. What'd the Rams do today, Peter?
They won.
Oh, well, I guess just if you're a basketball team.
Guess if you're...
They were supposed to win by a lot, and they barely won.
Jared Goff's too dumb to go out like that. He was going to make this game interesting.
Listen, this is the only other thing I'll say about football, but the Lions are a great bad team. They're always going to be great for the line. I think they're up against the spread. But
sounds like the Pacers to me.
Let me say one more thing about football. Here's the thing about gambling.
Yeah.
The Clippers are. I have more faith in the Clippers. If we're speaking of gambling, if we're betting right now, who are you betting finishes with a better record, the Lakers or the Clippers?
Oh.
Clipset.
Yeah, I think Clippers, but honestly, I'd stay away from both teams. I'm a stay away. Listen, I know some gambling talk.
If I had to pick, I would pick the Lakers. I don't think the Clippers are going to do... I mean, they don't... The earliest they're going to get Kawhi back is like a week before the playoffs start. Like, that's not good for them.
Yeah, but they...
You know what, he's not playing.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play at all this season, which means I think they will struggle to make the playoffs.
But does that mean Culture Jam is good?
What team that kind of put itself together like a Frankenstein situation, either from players teaming up or free agents, is thriving right now a week into the season?
The Wizards, bitch.
I was just going to say the Wizards, though, for real.
The fuck?
Are you guys the only one? Are you the only team? Like, maybe the Wizards and the Bulls?
The Bulls are...
Everyone else feels organic to me. Even the fucking, like, are the Bulls and the Wizards...
Bulls
also
are
making
very
the playoffs
fun.
This year?
I think the Bulls are making the playoffs. They're very fun. They're very good. Lonzo looks great. DeMar DeRozan.
I mean,
just
how many
feels
teams
right
are composed? There's only four teams composed of free agents.
I think the Wizards are like, they're just. I think Kyle Kuzma on that team is really fun for them.
He's just. They traded us their whole defense.
They did.
Yeah, stupid. And also, can I just say, back to the Lakers, Westbrook, whatever, they wanted Westbrook, blah, blah, blah. And maybe the money didn't add up, but like y'all could have had Kyle Lowry. Like if you needed a good point guard, I know a lot of people think Westbrook is better than Kyle Lowry, but those people are stupid, straight stupid. Like as a point guard, as a like a man who is making everybody look good and everybody have a good game, it's Kyle. So dummies.
Do you think that they could have actually? Here's my I love Raptors fans, Georgia. Don't get me wrong. But you guys love to talk about how this team is on your shit list because they could have gotten Kyle Lowry and they said no. Don't you think Kyle Lowry basically was picking where he was going?
Yeah, but like, one of the places was he would like to have gone to was L.A.
Oh, I thought you were talking about D.C. for a second.
Oh, no, no, yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. No. D.C. wasn't on the list. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, I don't think D.C.'s on that list. Yeah.
No, the list was really like Lakers, 76ers, and Miami. And then he did get, he got to go to Miami, and I think that is up, like his one of his best friend plays on that team. So he seems pretty happy. But like the Lakers last season turned down the trade, and then Kyle Lowry's last game as a Raptor was against the Lakers, and he just lit them up. Yeah. It was he just showed them what fucking idiots they were. And then I don't think they would have been able to afford him in the offseason because you had to have done like a sign and trade because you needed like bird rights. And I don't really, you know.
It's a lot complicated, but yeah, I think, I don't know. I would probably prefer to have Kyle Lowry if I'm LeBron right now than a lot of players on my team.
Yeah, and Kyle's old. That's up his alley.
Yeah. Oh, so he's in the mature. That's the tab he clicks onto on Pornhub. LeBron. Sorry. Do you think that
Mike?
What? I'm sorry.
Nothing. Go on.
Do you think that that Dwight Howard and AD fought because AD made the top 75 and Dwight did not?
Do you think AD went up to him and, listen, I got to tell you something. Listen to me. I'm on the top 75. Listen, is that what you think happened?
I think that's I think Dwight is a childish person. And he probably resents AD and his body was like bickering with him all day long because of it. And, Dwight might have a better argument to be on the top 75 than over AD.
Are we sure? Like, listen, my favorite team, the Splish Splashy Bros. Are we sure Klay Thompson's not way more deserving than Anthony Davis to be on that?
I probably think so, honestly. Yeah.
Wait, Anthony Davis got it?
Yeah.
That is wild to me. I don't think I think Anthony's great, but he's gotten a few things that I've been like, he's just gone. It's because he's on the Lakers.
Oh, you know what I forgot, guys? My wife brought home a little treat for me last night. The Anthony Davis ruffles.
Did you try them?
I was gonna eat some on the
air.
What's
up with him having the worst shit?
He's got the worst endorsements. Flavor. He's got the worst fucking endorsements. Also, he's got Ruffles, the like B list potato chip, and like a motor oil.
Okay, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but Ruffles rippled are sick. They're like my favorite chip.
But his flavor is like lime and jalapeno.
Oh, I didn't know it was flavored. I'm out.
Yeah.
His flavor is lime and jalapeno. And,
for who?
I don't know. It might be good. I mean, that's basically what a Takis is flavored, and I love Takis, so we'll see. Maybe we'll do that for our Patreon episode this week. I'll give a lengthy review of this potato chip.
I had to buy scented toilet paper today.
For who? What?
For his butthole.
I went to Smart and Final. It was fucked up.
Is that all they had, or you went looking for that?
Is it jalapeno toilet paper?
Yeah, it was all they had.
That's
spicy tushy.
Yeah,
you got to get yourself a bidet.
That's right.
Trust me.
Oh wait,
like one of the do you have like one of the tushy ones?
Yeah, I mean ours is like probably a knockoff, and if you are gonna get a bidet, I suggest spending a little extra money for the better ones. But yeah, because ours shoots a little hard.
I was about to say, what are like the qualities of a knockoff bidet that really make you regret not going for like the industry standard tushy?
I'm getting a water pick. I'm getting one of those Instagram water picks I keep getting advertised.
I have a water pick too. I love spraying stuff on my body.
High pressure jets.
Yeah. Basically, here's the deal. Like, you have to install it on your toilet seat, and it makes our a good bidet will make your toilet seat still level, but ours is like kind of off kilter a little bit and it kind of moves a lot. And then also you have to, there's a setting for it to clean itself. And then there's like the setting for high or low, like harder, fat, harder, softer. The only setting that's really works on ours that doesn't kill you is just a little up on the dial of hardness, and also the cleaning one has to be up a little bit just to even soften it more.
Okay,
so
great to know.
Yeah, but still,
spring for one of those like $8,000 Japanese toilets at this point, right?
If you're gonna spend the money, spend the money.
Yeah, you have to live with your butthole your whole life. You got to take care of that thing.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'll tell my baby when I'm not able to feed it. I'll be like, look at this $8,000 bidet I got.
Oh, Peter, you should definitely get a water pick for your changing table.
Yeah, we bought a water pick for my dog because he had like some dirt in his tooth hole. Anyways, we got it. And it was, again, the stream is way too hard. So we can't use it on the dog. And now I'm the only one that uses it in my mouth. Okay.
All right. This is a podcast about basketball. Wait, guys, okay, let's talk about...
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
What were you about to talk about, Benner? I didn't mean to cut you off I had a thing.
Well, I want to... Oh, let's pivot back to you then. I was going to pivot us to good teams like the Wizards.
Oh, no. I forgot the Rondo thing. I had a guy unload a finger gun on me one time before.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah? Did you recover?
Yeah. It rocked me. I still think about it. I was in traffic. I was the first car in traffic, like... In North Hollywood, I think I was at like Lankershim and like, who knows, Magnolia or something.
Dangerous
shit.
Area.
Just over there. And this dude stopped right in front of my car. He stopped in front of my car and emptied a whole clip. 10 shots. Bap, 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 bap.
There was literally a gun accident this week with what somebody thought was a fake gun. That could have been you.
And I just looked back at the dude.
Thank God that finger gun wasn't loaded. Yeah.
I was like, why me? What did I do? And he didn't say anything and he kept it moving.
Right. For those that, I don't think we defined what the altercation with Rondo and the fan was, but yeah, Rondo did exactly that. He unloaded a finger gun clip and then reloaded and kept going, right?
Yeah, he reloaded.
Yeah.
And this is why they lost the game.
GTA reload.
Yeah. He should be playing basketball, not fake shooting people.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you try shooting the hoop?
Right. I mean, to be fair, it's not the playoffs yet, so he hasn't really turned it on.
You could do the succession thing if you want, right here, Peter. This would be a good spot.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's cut it.
I think it's
I forgot
crazy
how long it was. I'm sorry.
That the fan got ejected. I mean, I wasn't watching the game. I don't watch a lot of Lakers games because they're in my area, so League Pass doesn't let me watch them. Yeah. But
we're all going to be swallowed by the ocean before League Pass becomes readily available the way it should be for as much as we care about this fucking league.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Awful. It's crazy how much you pay and then you still can't watch shit.
Yeah. It's everything but the good games.
That's why I've gone straight criminal with my basketball watching. I've given up on League Pass and only do illegal streams. And you know what? It's better. It's a better experience than League Pass.
I used to do illegal streams, and then I couldn't find it one year, and I had to like pay up. So
we'll talk.
Next
later.
Next season, I'll have to. Yeah.
Well, you know, let's end on a positive note here, guys. There's some fun teams out there that people aren't really talking about very much. Let's start with the game that you went to last night, Georgia, the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, I went to the home opener. I didn't realize it was the Clippers home opener. Got a t-shirt. Nice. Also, the seats, just to brag off the top, I got a t-shirt and the seats I had were stupid good because my friend just got free tickets from his work. So it was great.
His work is for the president?
Yeah, he works for the president of America. Whoever that is.
Donald Trump. Yes,
Jeb Bush.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I'm not a Trumper, but you do get free tickets, which is
That's
nice.
True. Yeah.
I was rooting for the Grizzlies because they've got some Canadians on their team. They used to be a Canadian franchise. And also the Clippers stole Kawhi. So I was cheering for them and they pulled it out and they won. It was really good. There was a guy on the team that I had never heard of before. And maybe this will make me look stupid, but I looked him up. Last year, he played on the Suns farm team. So D'Anthony Melton, have you guys heard of him?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
He's there.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like a second year guy. He's pretty saucy.
He's kind of for the heads though. He's not really. Yeah. He hasn't hit the mainstream yet. You're getting in on the ground floor kind of, I think, on him.
He blew me away. He had a really great game. He's definitely one of the reasons that they won. So yeah, I just was really blown. I just had a really good time. It was great. It's lovely to see. Oh, somebody got engaged at the game.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, was it Steve Ballmer?
Steve Ballmer and the Condor got engaged at midcourt. Yeah.
Finally. Yes. They chose a losing game to do it. I thought that was nice.
Ja Morant, of course, very exciting. He had a highlight dunk last night, didn't he?
He has a highlight dunk every fucking game.
I love Ja Morant.
He had one against the Cavs that was just fucking
that was an alley-oop, right?
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Desmond Bane had a great game, which, you know, he was I think he was drafted second round last year, but was one of the guys I thought would go way earlier in the draft. So it's nice to see. He's one of the people that Raptors fans are soured that we didn't draft him because he went after our pick. Anyways, he was great.
He also sounds like the villain in like a 90s SNL movie.
Exactly. Like
Desmond Bane. He runs like a corporation.
How do you not draft that guy?
Yeah.
We drafted Malachi Flynn.
Kill the ladies man.
Oh. Yeah, he's trying to kill the ladies man. How about the Knicks, guys? The Knicks have been pretty feisty.
It's Knickerbocker basketball, nigga.
When your coach doesn't have time for any women in his life because he's married to the game, you are destined for success.
Yeah. Can we just talk about what a fucking loser Tom Thibodeau is?
Dude, he's got Julius Randle. They're up 30-something. They just won a double overtime game. He's still got Julius Randle on the floor like a maniac, a man who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. Insane. Oh, shout out to that game, by the way. Did we talk about that? The double overtime game, Celtics? Oh, what an incredible game. I want Jaylen Brown on the Sixers so bad. However we can make that happen.
I feel like that would be a great trade. They should make that happen for Ben. Obviously.
I agree.
The Celtics are just sad.
Yeah.
They're always going to be sad. They're never going to be more than a 3 seed.
We beat the Celtics in their home opener, the Raptors, who are just a bunch of 22-year-olds right now. And
just a bunch of kids.
Yeah, a bunch of kids. And the Celtics got booed by their own. Of course, they're at the Garden. Those fans are toxic, but it was pretty satisfying for me.
You love to see that, though. Yeah.
I think they are. You wrap up the Celtics by just knowing that they had to pay Marcus Smart $75 million.
I hate Marcus Smart.
You hate him, but also like you love to play against him because if he thinks he can score, then you're like, that's the best thing ever because he's probably always going to shoot 30% from three.
Yeah. Shout out to Brad Stevens, who was once hailed as our next president and now is just like, just what a fucking, he's not a genius at all. Everyone has been calling him a genius for years. And look at this team right now.
What a wild move.
I think the Celtics are going to be fine.
I think as long as you got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown right now, you're going to be fine. They'll make the playoffs. But
that's what Brad Stevens says. That's his whole motto. So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about the Hornets? Another surprising team so far.
Yeah. Oh, man. They won today.
LaMelo outfit of the year.
I hated that outfit.
Oh, you don't like the one that matched his car? Yeah.
Villain suit.
I said this on my podcast, but I was like, it's good that he had a good game because you can't show up with that car and that suit matching and then blow it. Like, that'd be embarrassing. So he saved it.
I honestly think the most important thing that happened to them this year, other than the fact that they're pretty fucking deep, actually, and I love the Oubre pickup. But to me, swapping out Mason Plumlee or Cody Zeller for Mason Plumlee, to me, is going to be like, they're fucking good. And he's also just more physical and active and doesn't look like your, you know, eighth grade substitute math teacher.
Yeah, and that's important.
I mean,
this is a, I think they said that this is a for after today's game, it's the first time, I think they said in franchise history that they've been 3-0 at the beginning of the season. They've gone 2-0 twice before, but never 3-0. So now they're there. Them and the Chicago, I almost said Cubs, Bulls. Are those two the only team that right now that are 3-0?
That's a good question.
I think they are.
That might be true.
I think that sounds right.
Beautiful.
Also, Miles Bridges, like, not extending him might have been a genius move, but on part of the Hornets, because now he's playing for a contract and he looks very good in the first two games, especially against the Nets today.
Yeah. Just ask the broadcast. I listened to the Grizzlies. I mean, sorry, I was listening to the Hornets broadcast and they were like sucking his dick. It felt like.
You're right. Bulls and Hornets 3-0. Knicks 2-0. Wizards 2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the West, Warriors, Jazz, Timberwolves, Nuggets, and Grizzlies are all 2-0 as well. Nobody's played a third game yet. In the West, or I guess nobody's won a third game yet. But speaking of the Timberwolves, how about those guys? Anthony Edwards, Cat, looking great.
I mean, Anthony Edwards was the correct pick. I know there was a lot there. I feel like a bunch of people are like, who's this guy? He can't shoot. You got a guy. He's too short.
Blah, everyone was blah, afraid blah. Of him because he brought his own food to Benihana.
I forgot about that. That was made up, right?
No, that was not made up.
I thought that was made up the way like the Kawhi Leonard Apple Time story was made up.
Bro, it's like he fucking states it. He's like, I brought my fucking shit to Benihana.
Good for him. Yeah, they're very fun as well. I only want good things for Karl-Anthony Towns right now, and it looks like maybe this is the year that good things happen.
Oh, man. Also, shout out to honorable mention, Evan Mobley looks fucking nice.
He's in Cleveland, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Peter just wanted to get Cleveland in the conversation any way he could.
That's my team.
Yeah. He looks amazing. And so does Scottie Barnes, if we're talking about rookies. So.
Scottie Barnes does look nice.
Yeah. Which is exciting.
All right, fine. If we're just going to talk about young players, Tyrese Maxey looks great too, guys.
Wait, real fast. Let's do a bit of Raptor talk before we got to hop.
Right,
how are you
that,
feeling about your team?
Like,
you guys have been up and down. You crushed the Celtics, but otherwise not looked ideal.
Yeah, yesterday we were looking amazing, and then we just everybody got into foul trouble. And so I'm actually great as a Raptors fan right now. Way better than last year, because last year we lost the first eight games, I think, or we were 2 of 8. We didn't win one till New Year's Eve against the Knicks. And I wasn't expecting it because we had been so great the year before. This year, we're all like almost all the players are like 22 and they're all new guys, except for some vets. And I'm just really excited because there's a lot of promise. And truly, the Raptors they were a mess against the Wizards in their season opener. They were amazing against the Celtics. And have I frozen or have you guys frozen?
No, you're good.
Okay,
we're just
still for a second.
Captivated.
Yeah, you looked also still, but and yesterday they lost. But like the thing with the Raptors right now is, yes, we don't have Siakam, and it's kind of nice because the fans turned on him a little bit. And it's nice to be like, we're fools for turning on him. We turned on him for the wildest reasons. Like, he still had a pretty great season last year. He just like couldn't finish a game. Like he just missed a bunch of like buzzer beaters and people were like, he sucks. But we're really amazing defensively, still a little like spazzy, but that'll come around. And mostly, like, I think in the Wizards game we had like listen, I'm pulling this stat out of my butt, but like 30 more shots than the Wizards did, but we just missed. Like, we're awful at getting the ball in the net right now. And those, like, we had a ton of shots, so hopefully those shots will fall. We are definitely weak on offense, but I'm excited. Like, and I'm also not upset when we lose, unless we lose like we did in our season opener. That was just really rough. But when we lose and we're like trying stuff, it's kind of fun.
Get ready for Wizards Twitter to talk about it for 8 years.
Hey, I understand. Raptors Twitter is the fucking same. We're the worst. Honestly,
yeah, don't like, you guys might have turned on Pascal Siakam a little bit, but like, don't not be a Raptors fan and make a joke on Twitter about them, because Kate B. Dahl will come for you and try to kill you.
Yes. No. Yeah. And she, as she should. She's great on Twitter. I follow. Yeah. I'm a follower. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Raptors fan, and I couldn't be more embarrassed sometimes, a Raptors fan, like when we booed KD when he like fucking broke it, or like cheered when KD tore his Achilles in that. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Sorry, I've really lost my
finals.
Mind.
I mean, you know, yeah. The finals brings ago, the yeah. worst. The finals brings bad stuff out of people. I mean, Peter was wishing death upon, you know,
my favorite team. Listen, his favorite really team. Listen, I'm a splish splashy boy now. I love the Warriors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then last year when Giannis got hurt in the Atlanta series, like Atlanta cheered when he like got back up and clapped for him. And I was like, that's classy, Atlanta. Keep it classy, Atlanta.
Yeah, not Toronto.
No, it's just like we were so new to it. We didn't even know what to do with ourselves.
Right. Let me ask you one last thing before we wrap up. OG Anunoby, great preseason. I was fucking thrilled for him, waiting for that guy to break out. It was like, okay, preseason looks incredible. He's going to be an all-star this year. Kind of an underwhelming first three games from him.
Well, first two games, because yesterday he was great, except for the foul trouble. And then he had to leave the game. But he was amazing to start that game off. Sorry to just defend him a little too hard.
No, please. He put up 14 and 5 with 3 assists yesterday. I guess.
How many minutes, though?
34 in the end.
Okay. Well, listen, I did have to leave early to go to the Clippers game. So full disclosure, my cousin was just texting me when I was in the car and telling me what the score was. But it's not a great showing for him off the top. It's hard to be the number one guy. Like, that's the other thing is really showing us about Pascal is like, Pascal came in and was the number one guy. And actually, it was so fluid and normal for a really long time until the pandemic hit. And then stuff got hard for him. But it's hard to just all of a sudden be thrusted into the person who needs to get all the buckets. And that, I think, is what's happening. And I think he's overcompensating in a lot of ways. Like, it's like, it looks like he learned a lot of stuff in off season and he's trying to like show off. But it's like, can you just chill a little
bit? Everyone does forget collectively that like he looked amazing in the finals because also Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard were taking everybody's attention away. Like, you can't.
Yes.
You have to account for that. And when you expect him to be like, oh, he's a superstar now. Like, even Kawhi, when he was incredible in the finals as a Spur, it wasn't like he was coming back as a megastar immediately. There was still like growth that needed to happen for him years after that.
And Pascal, when he did like that first season that he was the number one guy, it's so impressive what he did and like the little bit that he faltered, because you should expect a lot more growing pains. And I think that's what happened is like the growing pains came the next season, which is totally natural too. That's why there's so many sophomore slumps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Tyler Hero in his third year so far is great, but he wasn't that great last year.
He was awful last year. Yeah. Do you think Pascal Siakam is evidence that living in Florida makes you worse?
Yeah, maybe. It all started in the bubble for real with him. Yeah. It just all around makes you worse. It's hard to get away from all the bad stuff there, just mentally. Unless you're Kyle, who loves to golf, and then you're fine.
Miami's not really part of Florida. Let's wrap it up here, Georgie. I know you got a heart out. Anything you want to plug before we say goodbye?
Yeah. I mean, just my new podcast, Bounce That. It is about NBA. Next week, I'll have a guest, and spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about the Suns. And it's on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. You'll find it. It's me. I'm there. Please just check it out. Give her a
great
goal.
Game.
I can't believe we got through a whole episode and didn't even talk about the Robert Sarver stuff. I guess we'll talk about that later this week.
I have some opinions about the reporting of that as well, which we can get to.
Well, we'll talk about it on Wednesday on our Patreon episode.
Happy basketball, you crazy mother.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.